In New York City, there is a museum where you can check out animal specimens, everything from the African elephant to the Arabian oryx. I'm not talking about the Museum of Natural History. No, this is a place called Tora Animal World. As the name suggests, the museum is dedicated exclusively to animals mentioned in Hebrew scripture. About 3,000 visitors a week drop by the museum, which is in a Hasidic neighborhood in Brooklyn. Recently, one of those visitors was our friend, Alina Simone.
About a year ago, an unusual item popped up in the local news. Tora Animal World in Brooklyn was broke and about to close, which made me go, oh no, Tora Animal what?
Tora Animal World holds hundreds of taxidermy animals mentioned in the first five books of the Old Testament to help teach children about the Torah. The place fell on some hard times, and now the animals will be moved.
It wasn't hard to believe that a museum in a distant corner of Brooklyn dedicated to biblical taxidermy was struggling to pay the bills. The headlines soon disappeared, but I recently wondered, whatever happened to Tora Animal World? Only to discover, it's still there.
And if you come this way right here, this is our giraffe.
Call it a mitzvah, but the museum found the funds to keep its doors open and keep bringing the Bible to life, so to speak.
Now, a giraffe in Hebrew is called the zamer, and this is an actual foot of a giraffe that we let children hold.
That's Rabbi Shol Shimon Deutsch, the founder of Tora Animal World. He believes that experiencing these animals up close helps unlock the Old Testament's dense metaphors, which tend to require an intimate understanding of hooves, horns, and snouts. Beyond the spiritual, though, there are other biblical imponderables. Did Moses actually exist? Was there really a flood? And what exactly is a tzvi?
Some say that it's the ibex, which is a wild goat, and some say it's the gazelle, which is a type of antelope.
This isn't just an obscure translation issue. Telling a tzvi from, say, a yoyal is also a practical matter. For instance, when the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, rolls around,
you are allowed to make a shofar, the horns that we blow on Rosh Hashanah, from the horn of a tzvi and a yoyal of these specific animals. And guess what? From a deer, you cannot make any horns out of their antlers. Their antlers totally are not suitable for that.
Visitors to the museum are sometimes surprised to see what the original horns actually look like and sound like.
If you look at the shofar, it's nice and straight. And people often ask me, how does it go from that to what you blow? And the answer is that they cook it for about 5 minutes and straighten it out.
The rabbi shows me a 200-year-old shofar from Amsterdam in its natural state.
It's a much more difficult shofar to blow, and I'll demonstrate that to you right now.
Versus a boiled and straightened shofar of the modern variety. Sounds easy, right? The issue of what kind of horn to blow isn't an everyday concern for observant Jews, unlike the question of what food is kosher. The Old Testament is pretty clear about what constitutes a kosher animal. It must chew its cud, its hooves must be cloven, and it can't be a predator. You'd think after a couple thousand years, the question of what's kosher would pretty much be settled. Not so fast.
Currently, there's a very big debate between two very famous rabbis.
At the center of that debate, the Munjak deer.
Now, you see those teeth sticking out. Some people feel, based on a certain Talmudic expression, that those canine teeth make him to be a non-kosher species within the deer family.
Okay, I have to ask, but are Jews really lining up to nosh on this weird toothy deer?
Believe it or not, there are kosher restaurants who are trying to cater to a certain upper-class clientele. And what they will do is try to get stuff that you usually don't have, something exclusive. And the rabbis have to weigh in on these subjects.
Kind of a terrifying thought, considering that giraffes are also kosher. For the record, I couldn't find any kosher restaurants serving giraffe. With the museum itself off the endangered species list, Rabbi Deutsch has ambitions to build on his collection, now in the hundreds.
I would love to have an old copy to show kids this is the cousin of the giraffe.
And just because an animal is rare, even mythical, doesn't mean he's given up on acquiring it, like the unicorn, which is not in the Bible, but does get a mention in one of the commentaries.
We have an expression in Hebrew, lo ra'inu ein raya. For what we have not seen doesn't mean it's not there.
After all, the rabbi points out, A new species of frog was discovered out on Staten Island just last year. For The World, this is Alina Simone from Borough Park, Brooklyn. I can hear the chauffeur calling, calling, calling. Listen up and no stalling. I think I should change my mind. God's giving me the time. I don't need another sign. I'ma get right. I can hear the chauffeur calling, calling, calling.
You know you want to see pictures from any place called Torah Animal World. We've got them at PRI.org. And stick around. In about a minute, I speak with a vet and a journalist, same guy, in fact, who weighs in on the Brian Williams scandal. You're listening to The World.
Support for PRI's The World comes from LegalZoom, for over 10 years providing solutions for business owners to get legal help, including corporate filings and legal plans featuring attorney contract review and tax advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com.